presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil landed in Calcutta after an airplane flight from Upper Burma. They were met at the airport by Colonel Scott, who told them that while Bhutan was a prisoner, his agents were still active, and their lives were in grave danger. This proved true, for while being driven to Colonel Scott's headquarters, an attempt was made to wreck the automobile in which they were riding. A short time later, after delivering the emeralds to the authorities, Shanghai Lil was seated in the restaurant of the Dragon Inn with Myra Trent, discussing the scheduled sailing of Myra, Ronnie, and Peter Hawkins. As they finished their meal, a message was delivered to Lil, asking that she come to room 304 immediately to meet a Mr. O.P. Watts, a fellow American. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil have just entered the lobby of Dragon Inn and are approaching the desk.
Wait a minute, Lil. I'll see if there's anything for us.
Bradley, Sam.
Yes?
Colonel Scott called downstairs for you a few moments ago. He asked that you and Mem Sahib be sent up as soon as you came in.
Thanks. Is that the only message?
That is all, Mem Sahib.
Doesn't look as if I'm going to hear anything more from my boyfriend, O.P.
Oh, you mean that fellow Watts who wrote you the note?
Yeah.
Forget him, Lil. From what I've been able to find out, he's a crackpot.
Maybe. Just the same, I'd like to know why he sent for me and then wasn't in his room when I got there.
Well, there's the elevators over there. Come on.
My curiosity's aroused, Jim. I'm going to see this Watts before I get out of town.
Out of town? What do you mean?
Well, you don't think I'm going to spend the rest of my life here, do you? We're nearly washed up, Jim. Why, even Ronnie and his father and Myra are gone now.
Well, don't forget, Lil. You can't get away until Colonel Scott releases you. Your services were loaned to him by the Chinese government.
Aw, just leave Scott to me. When I get ready to pull out, I'll take care of it.
Going up.
Take us to the fifth floor, boy.
Yes, ma'am, Sahib.
Now, what are your plans, Jim?
Why, I haven't made any, Lil.
Did you ever think of getting married, settling down, and having a home of your own?
Yes, I have, Lil, but until this craving for adventure is out of my system, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be fair to ask a woman to lead the sort of life I lead.
You don't know what you're talking
about. This is the fifth floor.
What were you going to say, Lou?
Skip it. Come on, Scott's room is this way. I wonder what the old boy's got in his mind.
Well, it won't take us long to find out. Here we are.
Come in.
At least he's here.
Oh, Mr. Vril and Bradley,
hello.
Come in.
Colonel.
Do come in.
We got your message, Colonel.
Yes, I want to talk with both of you. We've moved rapidly here in Calcutta, and, well, I think our job is jolly well finished.
You mean that you finally rounded up Bhutan's agents?
Yes, I think we have all of them. By questioning the man Bradley caught after the attempt to wreck our car, we were able to locate four others and their leader.
Oh, that's swell, Colonel. I can get out of this dump now.
Well, Colonel, what about Bhutan?
He's making excellent progress, Bradley. As soon as he's sufficiently recovered, he'll go to trial.
Good.
But let's get to what I wanted to talk to you about now, eh?
Just what have you got on your mind, Colonel Scott? Now, if it's another job...
No, it's not. Now, just wait.
Say, isn't that Bhutan's black bag?
Yes, quite. I thought perhaps you might like to have a look at those emeralds you found.
Well, where'd you find the key, Colonel?
It was made by a Hindu locksmith. Now then, we'll pour the stones out on the desk, huh?
Boy.
Oh.
Why, say this. Well, there's more than I expected.
Well, unless I'm wrong, Jim, there's more than $500,000 worth there. Oh, they're beautiful stones.
Yes, and you're quite right about their value, Mr. Bro.
Do you mean they're more valuable than we thought?
Exactly. When Prince Bhutan told you this bag contained $500,000 worth of stones, he probably meant they cost him that at smuggler's prices.
Oh.
We've had them appraised, and at Calcutta's prices, they're worth more than £200,000.
What? Why, that's $1,000,000 in American money.
Yes, Mr. Bro. Bhutan was a big operator, and it's evident he was also a shrewd judge of stones. Now, look at this one.
Oh, it's a beauty, all right.
Yes, and probably worth a fortune, Lil.
Someday I'm going to have an emerald like this, Colonel Scott.
Yes, Mr. Bro. Matter of fact, that is one reason why I asked you to come here.
What do you mean?
The stone is yours, Mr. Bro.
What?
I thought you might like it as a sort of memento of this case. Take it. It's a gift from the British government.
Oh, Colonel. I don't know what to say.
You've earned that emerald, Lil. If I were you, I'd keep it.
Yes, Bradley's right. You have earned it, and a great deal more.
I nearly went into the jungle and did my duty as your agent. Why, Jungle Jim is more responsible for the success of the expedition than I am.
My government recognized Bradley's service, Mr. Rowe. I have here a check for £50,000.
A check? Oh, I don't understand, Colonel.
Neither do I.
Then let me explain. Under our law, those who find and return smuggled goods are entitled to a reward equal to 1/4 of the value of those goods. It is my pleasure to reward you jointly with the sum of £50,000. Here's your check.
Jim, this is made out to Jim Bradley and Lily DeVril. I can hardly believe my eyes.
That check belongs to you, Lil.
Oh, no, it doesn't. We'll each take half. Why, if you hadn't been with me, Jim, Prince Bhutan would still rule Upper Burma.
A few hours later, as darkness settles over Calcutta, Lil is in her room waiting for Jungle Jim, who is to take her to dinner. As she sits reading, her door is stealthily open.
Is that you, Jim? Hey, Jim, is that you?
You will remain seated as you are.
Who are you? What do you want here?
I will tell you in a moment.
Hey, just a minute. What are you doing with my...
There. Now we will not be disturbed. You will allow me to sit here at your desk.
Hey, you've got a lot of nerve. What do you want in here? Who are you?
It is better not to talk, Mr. Bradley. Sometimes the walls have ears.
So you know my name? Well, I thought so. You're another of Bhutan's men.
That is where you're wrong, Mr. Bradley. I have no connection with Prince Bhutan. Nor have I come to rob you of the great emerald which was given you this afternoon.
You know about that, too. I suppose you're going to tell me this is a social call.
We shall call it that, Mr. Blair. Now, it would be better if we continue our conversation in writing.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
I am the Silent One. Things written are not overheard.
Say, will you get out of here? The writing room is down in the lobby.
Read it. Carefully.
What's the meaning of this drivel?
I believe that you understand. At least you will. And I have added one more word. If you will allow me.
Jim! Jim, is that you?
What's the matter on earth?
You will answer and tell him to wait.
Jim, break the door down! Please, get upstairs!
A silent one is never disobeyed. Goodbye, Mr. Bay.
No, open the door!
Wait! Wait, Jim!
Open it! Open the door quickly, Lil!
Hey, what's going on in here?
Well, I just had a visitor. He went out that window.
Oh, there's no one out there now.
Yes, there is. See that native jumping from the fire escape? There he goes.
Well, who was he? Another of Bhutan's men?
I don't think so, Jim. Here, take a look at this. Read it.
You and Jungle Jim Bradley are warned not to concern yourselves with things that do not concern you. And it's signed the Silent One.
And look at the bottom of the paper. There's just one word there. Look.
This. I don't get it, Lil. What's it all about? Who's the Silent One?
I don't know, Jim. While I was waiting for you, he came in here and locked the door. Then he sat down at the desk and wrote that note.
Well, did he say anything?
Only a few words. When I accused him of being one of Bhutan's men, he denied it and added that he hadn't come to steal the emerald Scott gave me this afternoon.
You mean he knew about that, too?
Yes, and he knows a lot more, too. Unless I'm wrong, that man is more dangerous than Bhutan ever was, Jim.
Yeah?
And he wasn't fooling. When I asked him what the note meant, he wrote just one word, death. And then you came.
Boy, I'd like to get my hands on him.
Well, you may have that chance. Come on, I've got an idea. Put that note in your pocket. We may need it.
Oh, where are you going?
Just down the hall here, Lil. We're going to make a little call on O.P. Watts.
Now, listen, Lil. What's he got to do with it?
I don't know, but I've got a hunch that he's mixed up in it somewhere. The Silent One is not one of Bhutan's men. Nothing else out of the ordinary has happened here except Watts' note. 3 or 4. This is his room.
I'm coming. Hey, what's the meaning of this? It's disturbing. Quiet.
Are you O.P. Watts?
Of course I'm O.P. Watts. Yes, of course. O.P. Watts of New York.
Well, I'm Lily DeVril of Shanghai, and this is Jungle Jim Bradley.
What? Jungle Jim Bradley? And Mr. Vail, well, come in, come in. Ah, Jungle Jim Bradley and Mr. Vail. Well, both of you have quite a reputation. Now, be seated, please.
Lay off the blarney, Watts. You sent us a note. Now, what's it all about?
Yes, you want to get to the point. Yes, of course.
Your note seemed urgent, Mr. Watts. What do you want with it?
Yes, urgent, of course. Well, I have a headstrong daughter. She's both the bane and the light of my life.
Go on.
Yes, do go on. Mr. Bradley is always interested in daughters.
Yes. Well, my daughter fell in love with a young mining engineer, a senseless scalawag. I forbade her to see him, but she's headstrong. Always has had her own way.
Now, I get it, Opie. So they eloped, and you want us to go after them.
So you know. Amazing. Yeah, you're right, Bradley. And I might add that money is no object.
Sorry, Opie, but we have no quarrel with Cupid.
Now, if you just listen to me.
Jim's right. We're not interested.
Sir, I'll have you know that money is... Oh, well, never mind.
If your daughter loved a young mining engineer and eloped with him, I'd say it was her affair. We'll have nothing to do with it.
Yes, but you don't understand. There is a most sinister element involved. Yes, quite. Now, sit down and listen to me.
No, I'm sorry, Opie. We're not interested.
Now, wait, Jim. There's something back of this.
Yes, indeed. You're quite right, young lady. Quite. Now, Friday night, my daughter disappeared. The next morning, I received this letter.
Say, let me look at that writing. Jim, the same handwriting that's on that note in your pocket. Look.
Let me see. You're right, Lil. Look at this.
Hey. What's going on?
Well, I'd say that you just received another note, Opie, and it came right through the open window. Look up there on the wall.
A dagger.
Yes, and whoever threw it means business. Wait, there is a note tied to that dagger.
What does it say, Jim?
Just one printed word on it, Lil. Look.
Hey, what's this? What is this, Bradley?
There's only one word, Mr. Watts, and that word is death. What is the mystery of O.P. Watts, and who is the silent one? Are Jungle Jim and Lil involved in a new and greater mystery than ever before? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skip, the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, the page entitled Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Fitz and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.